This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. It's Sunshine Week, a national celebration of access to public information. In Wisconsin, journalists from different areas are joining a three-day, eight-city informational tour focusing on how to use the state's open records laws. Mark Pitch is with us now to talk about this tour called the Open Government Traveling Show. He's the assistant city editor for the Wisconsin State Journal and president of the Madison chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists. Mark, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
Well, how would you describe what the Open Government Traveling Show is?
We're a group of journalists and open government advocates who have gotten together to make a tour of eight cities in Wisconsin to promote the state's open records law and to help average citizens understand what it is and how to use it.
And open records have been in the news a lot in the last year here in Wisconsin. Is there anything particular about the timing of this? We know it's Sunshine Week, but is there anything more to it?
Well, no. Sunshine Week seemed to be a very good time to conduct this effort. Sunshine Week is a national celebration of open government. Our chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists always tries to do something fun or important during Sunshine Week. And after what happened over the July 4th weekend last year, when the governor and the legislature tried to gut the state's open records law, you know, we felt it was very important to continue to tell people why this law means so much for Wisconsin, and to help people to remain vigilant. I mean, one of the really amazing things that came out of the that weekend was how much average people stepped up and contacted their lawmaker. The governor himself received about 400 emails over the July 4th weekend. That's what people did rather than, you know, or in addition to having barbecues, going to parades, visiting loved ones. It really was an organic effort. And these, you know, it wasn't just journalists, it wasn't just open government advocates. It was average folks all around Wisconsin coming together and saying that this was not the kind of legislation that we needed to enact in our state.
Now, you are a journalist putting on this open government traveling show, but it sounds as though you're targeting ordinary people, average citizens. Why ordinary people?
Well, a couple of reasons. One is, like I said, we wanted to sort of keep up the vigilance. But the truth of the matter is that while journalists may get more attention for their use of the open records law, average citizens by far use the law more than folks like me in my job. We have our companies behind us. We sometimes have the ability to go out and hire lawyers, but it's really your neighbors who are using the records law more often than we are. And, you know, it's not just state government either. It's, you know, your local school board, your local city council, and any other public body. So really, you know, the folks who live next door to you are the ones that are using it the most often.
And what is the benefit, do you think, about knowing these laws, knowing how to use them to the average citizen?
We're in a democratic republic. It's incredibly vital for us to be able to understand how our government works, how the people that we elect are working on our behalf. They're using your tax dollars and my tax dollars to you know, to enact laws. And if they enact a law that we support or that if they enact a law that we oppose, we ought to be able to find out how they arrived at the decision to write those laws. Sometimes people who have a lot of money to hire lobbyists or, you know, companies or advocacy groups have more influence in government than an average citizen does. What the open records law allows us to do, at least on the state level, is to find out who are those people who are trying to influence government. It doesn't mean that the state legislature or the lawmakers are going to make different choices, but at least, again, in our open democratic republic, we can find out who is influencing.
We're talking with Mark Pitch right now, president of the Madison chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists, talking about the Open Government Traveling Show, which is going on this week, focusing on open records laws. And your show, I understand, features a tutorial on just what the records laws are and how they can be used. And I wonder if you could walk us through a couple key examples.
We're going to be telling people, you know, how does the law work, what you're entitled to get under the law, and what you're, what lawmakers can hold back from you, because there are some exemptions, i.e., you know, personal information of people who write the lawmakers, for example. We're going to talk to them about certain cases that have had influence in determining when state and local governments have to respond to records, and we're going to have a advocacy groups from both the left and the right sharing examples of how they themselves use the law. That's another one of the sort of remarkable things about what happened on July 4th, is it wasn't just people on one side of the political aisle or the other who raised questions about these changes. It was a very sort of bipartisan opposition.
And are there surprises, do you think, that the average citizen will hear when they go to see this, if they go to see this about the open records law, that maybe they didn't know?
Well, we hope that people who come to our events will leave with a better understanding of how they're going to use, how they can use the law, and in what circumstances they'll find it beneficial. It may be a surprise for them to learn that, again, that folks from both sides of the aisle find that that open and transparent government is important. You know, liberals have a certain idea of why it's important. Conservatives have a certain idea of why it's important. But everybody's coming together to tell the residents of the state that this is something that's fundamental to our democracy.
And there is some debate still in Wisconsin about open records laws, just as far as whether, for instance, drafting should be on the record, should have to be submitted in an open records request. What do you think some of the big debates are still to come about open records?
One of the things that we thought might happen would be a legislative council study of the records law. It appears that that may not happen, but there might be two areas that we'll be on the lookout for. One is to enact language that would allow for a quote-unquote deliberative process that refers to the sort of exchange of communications among lawmakers or among staff members of lawmakers and legislators themselves, in which they discuss how to write laws. That kind of thing is valuable because we get to see sort of the origins of the lawmaking process. We can also find through those communications who or what was trying to influence legislation. So deliberative process is one area where there might be some continued action. And in fact, the governor is currently engaged in a lawsuit because he's invoked this deliberative process privilege, even though it doesn't exist in law. The other area that we are watching for is there seems to be some bipartisan desire to remove the names of people who contact legislators in regard to a particular public policy issue. That would prevent those of us who use the records law from finding out who is trying to influence the legislators. The argument that they've made is that, you know, the public, when you write an email to a lawmaker on a particular topic, doesn't want their name to be disclosed. We've found exactly the opposite, that people expect that when they write to their lawmaker, that that's public, and they want their views known. The people, you know, what really the lawmakers are trying to do is prevent us from finding out that, you know, lobbyist X, Y, and Z, or interest group X, Y, and Z is really asking for a piece of legislation.
Now, as you mentioned, last summer, lawmakers tried to change open records laws in Wisconsin, but they walked that back after a huge public response. How would you say Wisconsin is faring now when it comes to transparent government and open records?
We've got to give Governor Walker a lot of credit for the executive order that he issued on Friday. In that order, he outlined a number of steps that he's requiring his administration to take to do a better job in responding to open records requests. In general, there is it has been an increasing challenge from local governments to state government, from school board to the legislature, to get records provided in a timely manner. And we're constantly fighting battles. But hopefully this executive order on the governor's part will influence other government entities.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate your time.
That was Mark Pitch, president of the Madison chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists, joining us to talk about the Open Government Traveling Show, which kicks off today in cities across Wisconsin.